17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International after our Maghrib break. And according to the International Monetary Fund, South Africa's unemployment rate is projected to soar to 33.5% this year and worsen to 33.9% by 2025, making it face an unprecedented economic challenge. Travers Lieghoff, Deputy Shadow Minister of Employment and Labour for the Democratic Alliance, sheds light on the gravity of the situation and also offers insight into potential solutions. Joining us as we delve into the intricacies of South Africa's unemployment crisis and the path towards meaningful change, we have Travers on the line. Thank you very much. Good evening to you, Travers.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Firstly, the recent IMF projections paint a grim picture of South Africa's unemployment crisis, with rates expected to rise significantly. How do you perceive these projections impacting the country's socioeconomic landscape?
If this does come to pass, if these projections actually do become material reality, it's actually going to mean that a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Because, I mean, what this data is actually saying is that people that are presently employed, and we're talking about at least 1 million to 1.5 million people, are going to lose their jobs. So, I mean, it really paints a very grim picture of what the present economic health of our country is. It's a cause for serious alarm.
Travers, you have emphasized the stark reality of unemployment, particularly amongst young South Africans. So what measures do you believe are imperative to address this pervasive issue?
It's a very complex issue. I think one of the first ways, you know, that we can immediately start addressing things in a way that actually trickles down to the average South African in a way that's meaningful is to basically just start making sure that government programs and funding reaches where it's supposed to. Corruption in our country is causing a tremendous amount of diversion of resource to where it shouldn't go. And I think, you know, the intended outcome of that would be to obviously provide employment opportunities, ensure that, you know, entire ecosystems of the economy are able to be stimulated. And the reality is that, you know, if we really want to help people, we need to make sure that government provides quality services and also that provides, you know, the very bare essentials that allow people to actually subsist. And I think, you know, that is one thing that we could do to immediately address some of the issues.
When we look at the official stats, then we learn that under DA's leadership, the Western Cape boasts a significantly lower unemployment rate than the national average. So what strategies have contributed to the success and how can they be replicated nationally?
Well, I mean, as I've just referred to, I think the first thing is running good, clean government really, really is a very, very beneficial outcome of the type of governments that the DA runs, and that leads to good economic outcomes. Because if you look, for instance, at the Western Cape and even the city of Cape Town, it's seen as a very attractive investment destination globally and locally. I mean, a lot of corporates now are even relocating from badly managed municipalities and upcountry to the Western Cape. And the reason for that is because there's good government here. And I think, you know, that in itself acts as a synergist and a catalyst really for job creation. That's why, you know, 4 in 5 jobs created in the last 5 years in South Africa have been created in the Western Cape, because people want to live and work here, but also because, it's an environment that's predisposed to creating job opportunities. And also, you know, I mean, the foreign investment that we get here is significantly higher than other parts of the country.
As our election being at our doorstep, the ANC has been in power for 3 decades, yet hasn't managed to effectively curb unemployment. And in contrast, what distinguishes the DA's approach to job creation, and how does it plan to enact change?
Well, I think our focus really is on getting the basics right. And the reason why is because it doesn't matter what problem you look at in this country, everything single thing comes back to that. Because if you can't deliver, you know, water, if you can't keep the lights on, if you can't make sure that services are delivered to the average South African, then you honestly can't address any of the other high level issues. So I think, you know, in addressing all of the problems that we have, if you look all around the country, I mean, there's serious human rights abuses actually happening in places like eThekwini, where there's not, you know, I mean, there's sewage running on, you know, into the estuaries and the beaches and all sorts of things. These are fundamental issues, and it all emanates from, you know, governance and having the capacity and really making sure that you can deliver. And I think, you know, to answer your question, what is the secret sauce? What is the thing that the DA does that's different? It's quite simple. We don't have cadre deployment. When we appoint somebody into an official position in government, we appoint somebody that's qualified to do the job. So you're not getting an ANC crony that's going to, you know, just push the button or do something for you when you need a favor. You know, it's our officials push back on us when we want to do something that, you know, we shouldn't. You know, if it's a bad idea, they'll tell us. Whereas, you know, normally in an ANC municipality, I suppose they'll go ahead and still do it. But that's really what the secret weapon is that the DA has. We employ competent people.
Mm. And finally, before we let you go, Travis, as South Africa heads to the polls, the message do you have for voters regarding the critical issues of unemployment as well as the role of political leadership in tackling ineffectively?
I would say to people, you know, voters have they face a very difficult decision to make this election cycle, because we really have reached a point, I think, in our democracy and in the trajectory of our country where, you know, there are some now serious questions that are being posed. You know, are you going to just vote along ideological lines, or are you going to vote based on the evidence and the facts? What I would say to voters, anybody that's like registered and is planning on voting this year, is it's quite simple. Look at outcomes and look at performance in government. How you feel actually has very little to do with who you should vote for. You should look at who's actually delivering and achieving the outcomes that are making people's lives better. That's the only thing that really matters, because you're going to get a lot of people that try to, especially politicians, they're going to come and they're going to appeal and tug to your heartstrings and try to use every single possible weapon they have at their disposal to make you want to vote for them. But the reality is, the only thing that's going to matter to your life is politicians that make promises and keep them. And I can honestly tell you that as a DA politician and also as a South African, the DA has got an excellent track record in government. You know, we do things well. And that, for me, I think matters more than most other things.
Mm. Travis, we leave it at that. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Islam, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful evening.
You also. That was Travis Ligoff, who's a DA Deputy Shadow Minister of Employment and Labour. He was speaking to us regarding unemployment in South Africa, and also South Africa's unemployment rate is projected to soar to 33.5% this year, and it could be worsened next year by 33.9%. As he mentioned, another approximately 1 million youth will be unemployed. So he was giving us an update regarding that. Time right now is 26 minutes past 6 o'clock.